March 19, 1975. The time is 3 o'clock p.m. I will be interviewing Miss Grace and Ethel Durham of Saginaw, Michigan. Topics to be discussed are development along West Genesee Avenue, Mr. Arthur Eddy's involvement in the development of the city of Saginaw, Mr. Eddy's different interests in the city, and other people responsible for the development of Saginaw.
Another thing that could be said there is that farther down the street toward, well, I don't know how to put it, west of the milling company was the International Harvester Yola building in there, which has been remodeled and is now occupied by Garber Buick Company.
Yeah, but Mr. Eddy was the one that built that. International Harvester building and leased it to the harvester.
I don't know that I said who built it, I just knew that they had. And across from that was a small depot that the Grand Trunk, a small Grand Trunk depot. And south of that, and on the north, or east of that, and on the north side of Genesee Avenue, was a Pure Marquette offices with a large warehouse in connection.
That stretched way back almost to Johnson Street,
and
to Davenport Street.
And at this time, lately, that has been demolished, and now that area is all what they call a Pure Marquette shopping
center.
Area. Huh?
Shopping center,
Pure Marquette Shopping Center.
What other buildings did Mr. Eddy build?
He built the Saginaw Milling Company. Well, he was one of the stockholders in that. He didn't own it entirely, but mostly. But he built the bean elevator entirely himself. Well, there was a building across from that that was, didn't amount too much, where they had the Plymouth Agency.
Well, he built that Plymouth Agency on the land which now is owned by Garber and used as a used car lot.
Yeah, right across from the, across the street, across north and north side. And of course, that was all filled in, as we just said before, from the refuse from the bull washer. It might be interesting to put in there that the coal washer and the bean elevator were at different times, of course, were served by the switch line of the Pure Marquette Railroad Company. It went through there. And they still are. The bean elevator still is.
Oh, yeah. You know,
you sometimes get stuck on that with that train going across there.
You know that they're going over to the bean elevator for something.
Yeah.
And they kept raising the street a little higher all the time, you know, so that when the high water came in the spring, it didn't affect that. That used to be covered with water lots of times in the high water in the spring, and he kept urging the city and helping the city to raise the level of the pavement so that when we had high water, it didn't flood the whole thing. We had lots of times we couldn't get through there when the water was high.
The river did that?
Yeah, the river overflowed its banks and it all came down through those bayous, you see, back years ago. And if you, the way we got to the east side was the streetcars kept running. You could ride the streetcar and get across.
Oh, they ran through the water?
Yeah, they could, because it was a trolley car with a bus.
Were they electrical?
Yeah, so the electric wire that the trolley hooked onto, you know, above the streetcar.
When did the city get rid of those?
Gee, Jim, I have no idea what anywhere near what the year might have been, but it went from streetcars to buses.
Yeah.
They should have kept the streetcars.
But we rode streetcars. Well, let's see. We rode the streetcars.
When they stopped the streetcars, they had streetcars not only in that area but all over town. That's all the transportation they had, the streetcars.
Yeah,
when school you had to go out on a streetcar.
When we went to high school, we didn't walk, we rode the streetcar. There wasn't buses those days.
How much did it cost you to rent?
6 tickets per quarter.
Under a nickel a ride, 4 cents a ride.
You paid a nickel a ride, or you got 6 tickets for a quarter. Now, you got 25 cents a week spending money, why, you could ride 6 times.
How far did they travel?
The streetcar?
Yeah.
Oh, they covered a big share of the city. You could get around pretty good.
Well, they were streetcars. Now, we lived in North Saginaw. On the State Street area down there, we got a car to Arthur Hill. And if it was bad weather, we were supposed to walk. We walked most of the time. And we could get a bus, a car that would bring us home, don't you know? But you could also get cars to go over town, get cars to go way out to South Saginaw, or go way down to Potter Street where the Beer Market passenger depot was, way out of Genesee.
And the Riverside Park?
Yeah, Riverside Park.
On a hot Sunday, we'd ride the streetcar out to Riverside Park just to do something Sunday afternoon. Go out there and walk around the park a while and then come back again. It was a picnic spot, that's what it was.
Where was that?
Well, way out in South Michigan, you know, you know where Michigan Avenue turns, makes almost a square turn and goes on, then goes west? You don't.
Well, you know where the St. Peter, where Peter's restaurant is out there? Yes. Well, that right after that, you turn and go west. Instead of going west, you go straight.
But the streetcar went straight.
But the streetcar went straight.
To Riverside Park.
To Riverside Park, but that's the way you went to Riverside Park.
And there was a guy right there that had a hot dog stand, but he'd holler, red hots, come and get them while they're hot. And we'd get off of the streetcar and have a red hot and walk around there a while and then come back home again.
There were many houses out there.
Well, it was built right up until after you went past West Michigan there, and
then it was just houses were
sparse. I don't know how far it was from that corner to Riverside Park. I imagine probably about half or three quarters of a mile, wasn't it?
Quite a bit, at least.
The Tittabawassee River came through there, you know. It was on the Tittabawassee River.
Well, we're getting way away from the subject, Grace. He's not thinking about that out there. He's thinking about West Genesee Avenue. Huh?
Well, we just got to talking about the streetcars, that's all. I don't know how many years they ran, but I know that...
You wouldn't know when they started.
Oh, no. Well, we can't remember when there weren't streetcars in Saginaw. There were always streetcars as far as we knew. But we never saw this. They tell, you know, that way back in the bygone days, those streetcars were hauled by horses.
Well, we never saw that.
But that was way before our time. Was electrical. As far back as we could.
Well, Mr. Eddy had a lot to do with the development of that West Genesee property, especially, well, both sides of the street, but especially the south side, you might say, from the Grand Trunk Railway to the river.
All the way from the Grand Trunk to the river.
From the Grand Trunk, you see, the Garber Beauty is just the other side of the Grand Trunk. And that was International Harvester. And then...
Then Garber bought it.
Yeah, and then, but then the Pier Marquette switch track comes in there and goes out and serves the coal washer, and then later... Where's the coal washer and the bean... Oh, they weren't there at the same time. The bean elevator didn't go up to the coal washer, was down. But he put the bean elevator up there. But that was a part of the Saginaw Milling Company operation when he put it up. And of course, the milling company, they had big offices right out on Genesee Street, and then back of it, they had a little bean picking room and as Gray said, a hay shed and flour mill. They made two or three different kinds of flour.
They made a bread flour and a pastry flour, and the bread flour was called Samafo.
Yeah.
And the pastry flour was called Upper Crust.
Yeah. All put out for the same amount of time. It was right in there, the main flour. Manufactured flour.
It was a good sized flour mill. Yeah.
And that was their main business, was the flour back in those days. Then they afterwards, they still did a little with the bean business and the grain, the wheat and the grain, but not very much. They had a little elevator back in there that they put the grain through, you know, and so forth. But it was mostly the flour business that they had. Then later, when he built the bean elevator, then they got into the...
Then that whole wing, this side of that's the bean picking room up there on the second floor. Where the girls pick beans. I think they still do, I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but they did years ago.
And the beats on the north side of the street, where we told you how we took the refuse from the coal washer and filled that bale all in. Oh, AD even rode the truck, the duck wagon that took the refuse over there. I've seen him on it more than once.
If they needed another person to drive the truck, why, he got up and drove them.
Yeah, over there and dump it, you know.
He'd do
back.
Anything to help get things going.
And they really filled that in, but so you, and then they built that Plymouth automobile sales room there, you know, and Lord, I think had a shop back of it too, but now, as you know, it's all Garber Buick car lot now. But he had a lot to do with
that building, kind of near the bridge there. He sold that property, and I don't know who it was that built that tire outfit there.
That's Goodyear, isn't it?
I don't.
Or is it Goodrich?
I don't know
which one it is either, offhand. I'm not sure either. I thought it was too, Jimmy, but I'm not that sure.
See, and before our time, the Eddie Mills were along the river there, and they owned, but that was way
but
before
their, most
our
of
time.
Their mills were south of Genesee Grade.
Huh?
Most of their mills were south of Genesee. on the river.
Yeah. I say along on the river back south of Genesee.
But south of Genesee. Well, that's before our time, as she said.
And that was the C.K. Eddy lumber mills were along there way back before we knew anything about it.
Yeah, that was all done before we knew anything about it.
They had torn those down there.
They had demolished them. All they did was then was to, there wasn't any activity along the riverfront. It was just,
they built a retaining wall along there. Mr. Eddy built that retaining wall along the riverfront. That cement retaining wall on the west side of the river. Didn't he?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
I think there was a big...
I don't know whether he did or not. They had other lumber mills besides his on the river, years ago.
There was a Whittier mill that was just south of Johnson Street Bridge.
Yeah.
And we can remember they're running the logs up into that mill. That was operating when we were kids, when we were young. In the spring of the year, the logs floating down the one side of the river and the other side, they kept open for boats, you see, I can remember they're running the logs up into that Whittier mill, and that was just beyond the bridge there. That was Whittier property, and that swimming pool that was first built there, you don't remember a swimming pool there. That was gone before your time. Well, that was built. They called it the Mershon Whittier Natatorium. And it was a... people could go swimming there. And so much...
Well, that's way down there. Down on the Johnson Street area.
Yeah, just by the Johnson Street.
And there was a baseball park right over there, too.
Yeah.
Back of where the flour mill was. Or not flour mill, but lumber mill. Salt mill.
Well, it isn't too many years ago that they tore that out.
Well,
Mershon and Whittier. Mershon's had a lumber mill down farther down the river, down around Harlan. And Whittier had that mill right beyond the bridge there.
Were they partners?
No, but some are. I don't know how they gave it the two people's names, I'm sure, but when they built it, that's what they called it. And the kids used to walk over there and go swimming. They had a great time. Adele Lynch just had a wonderful time going swimming over there.
Maybe they both donated to it or something.
What?
Maybe they both donated to it.
Well, they built it, I think, with two people. Talking about the way Genesee Avenue was way back in the bygone days, on the east side of the river, we had, one year we had a flood that flooded Genesee. They ran rowboats up Genesee Street.
Genesee and Baum is where it was.
Yeah.
How deep was the water?
Huh?
How deep was the water?
Well, it was deep enough they could put rowboats in.
And
they built sidewalks up about like that, so you could, and if you went into a store, you went down like this to get into the store.
Were the stores flooded too?
Well, their basements were flooded, and some stores, the first floor, had water on them. But we've got pictures somewhere, snapshots of that flood. It was really, that was some flood that time.
Just kids then?
Huh?
Were you just kids then?
Oh, no. It flooded after we were grown up.
Oh, we were grown.
It was still, it flooded
when that,
then.
When that flood was, because we were over there walking around. But you see, the lowest part of downtown back those days was, as Ethel said, around Baum Street. And they always said, you know, that Genesee Avenue was built on sawdust. That it was hard to get pilings in there to build buildings. Years ago, they'd have to go awfully deep to get a foundation. Of course, they kept building Genesee up along there too, and they between Washington Avenue and the bridge, they built that up a great deal. But when they built the bridge before this one, the Genesee Avenue bridge before this one was built, we used to. They had just a walkway to get across the river, to walk across the river there while they were building that bridge.
Oh. You could only walk across that?
As far as Genesee Street, you could just walk, but you could get across to Johnson or up at Bristol.
What was that like? Just a wooden bridge or something?
Just a wooden walkway. Railings, probably. About that wide, I imagine. It was on the south side, I think, I'm not sure. And then that Roberts was the engineer that engineered that bridge, and he built it way up so high to avoid the floodwaters, you know.
I think that walk was on the north side of that bridge.
Wasn't?
But I kind of think so, but I could be wrong, too.
I forgot. But I remember walking across there.
Yeah, I know.
Because we went across there to go to church. But then when they built this bridge, they built it even higher than the old bridge was. I don't know why. But of course, the old bridge was a lift bridge, and this is a permanent. But the old bridge, there used to be folks that came up, went way up to almost to Court Street, where Saginaw Ice and Coal Company were. And they brought coal in there, and sand and gravel and stuff. And then Reamer Brothers were just little ways north of the Michigan Central Bridge, and they got a lot of sand and gravel in there. There were good sized boats used to come up the river. When we were younger. And if a big boat came up the river, why, we used to hustle to go and see it, you know, because the turning basin was up by Ojibwe Island, was where they turned around. That's where river was deepened.
Oh, they deepened it there?
They deepened it so that there was a turning basin, and that was just a little ways across from the Saginaw Ice Company. And that those bigger boats had to go up there to turn around to come start back down the river again. But I think nowadays nothing comes up past that Sixth Street Bridge. Oh, well, I guess they come to that Wicks place just... There's a Wicks place beyond the 6th Street Bridge, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Those elevators. They're south of the 6th Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lake ships come through there, and I guess there are some ocean ships come through there as far as that.
Yeah.
But they used to go farther up the river. And the Wixes had a boat, they called it the Capitola. Wasn't that the name of it, Ethel?
I think so.
And that was always docked down by the Wix
Foundry. That was a pleasure boat.
It was a pleasure boat, a yacht.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was a beautiful thing. And that was, in the winter time, it was always docked there for the winter.
When did the Wixes get into this town?
What?
Oh, they were here for years.
Yeah.
Well, they had that. Well, where Wix Brothers is on North Washington there, that was the old Wix Foundry.
Wix Boiler.
And Wix Boiler and Wix Foundry. And they shipped boilers all over the world, Wixes did. They made their big fortune on stuff like that.
Of course, they were in that originally. They weren't in the lumber business end of it like they are now, you know, or the shipping stuff for houses and things like that.
Well, they were just boilers.
Machine shop. And boilers. Then when they took over the graphite company, United States Graphite Company, years ago, that was out on Holland Avenue.
Hello. You want Ethel?